Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
His word is your sword. His word is your sword. It tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. God is good.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
Philippians 4:6. He says, don't fret nor be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, continue to make your requests known to me. And the God of all peace will fill you with a peace that surpasses all understanding. I hope you're hearing me. He said, for I know that you have a good plan, because that's when I said, I know that you have a good plan for my life and my family, as I said before in Jeremiah 29:11 and in Psalms 139. But brothers and sisters, if you're facing difficulties today, you can take comfort in this verse, knowing that it is not a promise to immediately rescue us from hardship or suffering, but rather a promise that He, God, has a plan for our lives. And regardless of our current situation, He can and will work through whatever the situation to prosper us and to give us hope, to give us a good end. And in Proverbs 19:22, it says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Yes.
You know, we can plan a lot of things. And like I said, many are the plans in a person's heart. But it's the Lord's purpose that's always going to prevail. Saints, the Lord is here for you, and He will protect you and send you help when you need it.
Amen.
He says He will.
Thank you.
It says in Psalm 78:13-14, it said, He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the water stand up like a heap.
Yes.
And verse 14 says, then He led them with the cloud by day and all the night with a light of fire. Verse 15 said, He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. Hallelujah. Does that sound like a God that will not protect you? You know, you think about Daniel. I think it was Daniel who was in the lion's den. He threw him in down there with the lions. And he just slept all night. You know, because God closed their mouths. You know, and the Bible tells us in the end days that the lambs and the lions will lay down together. There won't be any violence. They won't be anything like that. But he says, like I said before, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Says He changes not. Malachi 3:6. He says He will not recant His words. In Numbers 23:19, He tells us that He is not a man that He should lie. Nor the son of man that he should change his mind. He said, have I not spoken it, and has it not been?
Yes.
Praise God. He will always prove Himself faithful from beginning to end. Yes. In closing, I'll finish with this scripture. He said in Isaiah 65, in the New Living Translation, I love this verse. I love them all. He said, I will answer them before they even call to me. I love that. Think about that. He said, I will answer them before they even call to me. He said, while they're still talking about their needs, He said, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. And I've been a witness to that too. I remember when I was living in Mount Olive, North Carolina, before I met David, I was praying. I had this stump out in my front yard and I wanted to get it removed. And so I was praying that the Lord would send me someone to get it up so I could plant, you know, some stuff. And while I was still praying, a knock came on my door, and there was a man there wanting to know if I'd like to have the stump removed from my yard. And, you know, and this is so awesome because this was like, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you know. And it was so funny because I lived on a dead-end street, and this man was from Kinston, North Carolina, and I'm living in Mount Olive, so that was a good 30 miles away or 40. And so he's on his dead-end street at my house knocking on the door. But you know, with God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you need is, whether it's a stump that needs to be removed or a person or a thing or whatever, or getting a new job, whatever it is, God is there. And not only that, as it turned out, we started talking and both found out we had prison ministries. And he didn't even charge me to get this. I wrote him a check and he gave it back to me and told me to use it for my ministry. You know, God is good. God is good, you know, and he does. He says he will answer them while they're still praying and while you're still telling him your needs, knock comes on the door. You know, so, and I'm sure that some of you have done the same thing, been praying and asking God for something, and if it didn't come knock on the door while you were doing it, it would be soon, really soon. I've had that to happen, and I know this didn't have anything to do with the Lord, but I pray for parking places and a seat at the table. David will say to me, they look really busy. I said, there's a table in there with their name on it. And I says, and we're going to get a good parking place. We get a good parking place and always have a table with our name on it. You know, you don't want to say what you don't want. You don't want to say we'll never get in.
That's right.
Or we're going to have to wait forever. You want to say what you want. You know, I know that's a little example, but nevertheless, you know, it's God, he cares about every little thing. He knows every hair on your head, the Bible says. So if he knows every hair on my head, and there are not many, but... Some of them you don't have to count quite as much. In Revelations 1:8, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come. He says, the Almighty. He said, as the world gets increasingly worse, and it will, you need to know that Jesus is your anchor that keeps you safe until the end. He is your anchor, and you know that an anchor is the one that, you know, when you're out on the boat, I don't get on the boat very often, but my husband knows what an anchor is because he has a boat. You anchor that boat down so it won't go anywhere. Jesus is our anchor. Saints, you need to remember that God is a God of battles. He's a man of war, and he's called the Lord of hosts. He's called the Lord of hosts. That is the Lord of armies. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much that can be said, but I'm so thankful, and I consider it an awesome privilege to be able to come anywhere and deliver God's word to the children. He gives me the words, and sometimes he gives them to me, and I was thinking yesterday and this morning as I was going over my message, and I said, Lord, that sounds so weird. And sometimes, you know, he'll give you something, and you're really, really excited about it. Can't wait to preach it, teach it. And then you'll have a message and you say, are you sure you want me to teach that, you know? But this morning I went over it again, and as I was going over, he was giving me some more things. The Holy Spirit will speak through you and bring back to your remembrance things that relate to what you're talking about to help a person understand what you're talking about, because unless you have understanding, it's not going to benefit you. And so he's always told me to teach his word in a plain and simple way. And so I think that the word should be taught that even a child can understand it. And I really do pray that when you leave here today, that you will leave different than when you came in. And I do pray that the Lord gave you a word and some knowledge and information that you can fall back on tomorrow morning when the enemy knocks on your door. To know that you have the power and authority over him. The Bible says when he gave the disciples the power to do that, he says, I've given you more power. So he has given us more power, more authority, and we just need to exercise what we've been given, and we need to do it more often, because if we'll exercise what God has given us, then we'll have a lot less problems with the devil.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you so much for this word that you gave me today. I thank you, God, that you quickened into my spirit the word of God. I thank you that you brought it back to my remembrance. I thank you for all of those that were here today that had an ear to hear, Lord. I thank you, Father, that each one of them were blessed immensely with this word. And I thank you, Father, that this word will become engrafted in them, become a part of them, Lord. And that when the enemy knocks on their door again, whenever that might be, today or tomorrow, that they will have an answer for him, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you have made us more powerful than the enemy, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you have not created us to bear the burdens and the trials that we go through, that you are doing that for us. So help us to know, Father, to let it go, let it loose, and let you do the burden bearing, Lord, so that we don't have to. For it's in Jesus' name we praise you and give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.